From Southern Illinois, it's Fishing in the Outdoors with Al Crocker.
This week on Let's Talk Fishing in the Outdoors, we had a discussion planned. However, with the recent rains and flooding in the area, we thought it important to touch base with Doug Wasman at Carlisle Lake to find out how the water situation is going there and everything that they are doing and have done previously to get it in shape. So we'll be right back with Doug.
Enjoy great dining, shopping, and of course, great hiking, biking, camping, fishing, hunting, and just plain good sightseeing at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest man-made lake. Have a great but safe time in Carlisle, Illinois. To learn more, log on to CarlisleLake.com.
Friends, where are you getting your bait and tackle for a day of fishing at the lake or river? For me, it's Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen. Hooks, carks, weights, rod and reels, live bait, along with the most popular lures for the white bass, crappie, and catfish. And now, some of those last-minute marine products you need. Henkel's Hook and Arrow, Route 127 in Carlisle, across from the Dairy Queen, or henkelshookandarrow.com.
Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle has been a family-owned and operated business for over 35 years. Today, Huell's Oil covers about 15 counties for tank wagon fuel deliveries, all of Illinois for transport fuel deliveries, and from Indy to St. Louis and Dixon to Paducah when it comes to lubricants. Find them at 16320 Old Route 50 in Carlisle or call them at 618-594-2831. That's Huell's Oil Company in Carlisle.
You know what? And we did have it. You had it in such great shape. We were at, we were at 43 and change, and got through the winter at winter pool, and everything looked really sweet. But I guess you guys are used to this in a way, and it's a shame. But this is really going to change things a lot for you, because now we've got break walls underwater. I mean, that lake becomes extremely dangerous right now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, is we always when this, and you know, I was just looking back, it's been a few years since we've had this, and was just looking back at some of the things, you know, that we on our flood report daily, and there's, when we get to the level we're at now at, you know, just a little over 451, there's a lot of stuff that's starting to be impacted now. And that's what we try to do. We just try to urge everybody. People can still, you know, the high water ramps are still open. People can go out there and fish, do whatever. But we just urge them, just be careful. You know, we have all the main breakwaters and stuff marked, but there's so much stuff out there in the lake when it gets, especially with the big inflows we had this time. A lot of logs, trees, a lot of debris out there. So people need to be careful if they're out there.
That's one of the things. I know yesterday I saw several that washed up actually at one of the boat ramps that was would actually ruin a lower unit on an outboard if a guy hit it. And you know, six, 7 foot long, 6 inches, 8 inches in diameter. And we're gonna have a lot of those floating around out there after that. You know, we're looking at a crest. I think we're looking at a crest Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, end of the week. Yeah, Thursday, Friday. Yep, it's going to crest. You know, just it's starting to get close now. It just levels off, and it'll creep up a little bit here and there, a couple tenths. But for the most part, we're getting close.
So much water coming down the Ohio, and you know, we explained to folks that thank goodness we didn't get a lot of this in the northern part of the watershed. Otherwise, we'd be in real trouble.
Yeah, and Shelbyville's held back really a lot. And that's the thing is right now, the reason that we came up so fast was we all know what happened just downstream of Carlisle with the tributaries. You know Crooked Creek, I don't know that I've seen the inflows on Crooked Creek, 30,000. That's unbelievable. And you know, that's all rainwater. That's not lake water. That's rainwater. And there's just so much on the downstream tributaries, and all that coupled with the Cairo, you know, the high levels of Cairo, we're capped off to a minimal release right now. And, you know, hopefully once everything starts to go down, and it's going to take a little bit, but we can start opening the gates up a little bit and get rid of some of this water. Gonna climb a
mountain, the highest mountain. A wise man once said, wherever you go, there you are. You don't have to go away to get away. It's all a state of mind. Can't you see? And with Smooth Bush Beer, the mountains are closer than you think. Isn't it time to head for the mountains? Please drink responsibly. Bush Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Distributed by Donewall Distributors, Greenville, Illinois. Is mowing and cutting taking up too much of your fishing time? Go to Rams Hours Farm Supply for the lawn and garden machines to get the jobs done fast, easy, even fun. From everything from push mowers to lawn and garden tractors, even zero-turn mowers, Rams Hours has the very best. Husqvarna, Ferris, Snapper, and Simplicity. Get your best deal on the brand of your choice, and Rams Hours backs up their chainsaws, trimmers, tillers, and mowers with great service after the sale. Rams Hours, Route 161, just a little west of Centralia. Phone 533-4457.